JazzCast Pros.
Welcome to season 6 of Healthy Illness Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Marie. This season is all about mindfulness.
What?
How to do it, what it looks like, how to incorporate it into your life, why it could be important for your mental health.
Yeah!
Today's episode is all about Lil Jon. What? Yeah. Lil Jon has a meditation album. Okay. When I tell you that I listened to this and was like, turned off for what? Lil Jon, like, what? Who? For real? Yes, for real.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Healthy Illness Podcast, a podcast helping you build healthier relationships while living with mental health conditions. Today's episode is all about turning down for what? What you say? Lil Jon has released a meditation album called Total Meditation. Yes, Lil Jon, Super Bowl, Usher, shot, has a meditation album. Today's all about a review, what it was like, what I got from it, and my recommendations on tracks to listen to. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you get something out of this podcast, please let folks know. Let me let you know who has shouted out Healthy Illness Podcast. So this is episode 101 and episode 100 came out last week. And let me tell you, the feedback from you has been incredible. I just cannot tell you how thankful and excited I am to have you on this journey with me. People reached out, and I just want to shout out everyone that reached out to me and told me they listened to the episode, got something from Healthy Illness Podcast, formerly Living the Front Seat Life Podcast. Big shout out to Mary Beth, the run coach. She listens all the time and lets me know that she's listening and what she gets out of the podcast. Mary Beth, thank you for always encouraging me in your posts, not just letting me know you're listening to the podcast, but by sharing your life, by being an incredible human being and sharing your journey of health and wellness with the world. So check out Mary Beth. She is the run coach on IG. Shout out to Annette. That was my India travel buddy. She listened to the 100th episode. So big shout out to Annette. Thank you for being my friend and living life with me. Shout out to Deetra, who was on the live recording. Miss Karen, who was on the live recording. The two of you held it down. I saw Nikia on the live recording. Adri V, I saw you out there on the live recording. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in for the 100 episode broadcast when we were live on Facebook and IG and YouTube. A shout out to Rachel. Rachel, listen, you got this, my girl. You got this. You got this. You got this. Shout out to Vicky. Shout out to Bobby D. You guys always hold me down, and I just look forward to hearing from you and you sharing your life, your story, your journey, and always giving me tips on just living and living the best life I can. And shout out to Lex and Dries. They are coming on the show. We are booking the date. I can't wait to have them in the studio right here where we can talk about all things meditation and art. They have a series going on here in Buffalo if you're in the area. They just do so much and are such great, incredible human beings. And in addition to being incredible human beings, are on this mindfulness journey as well. So listen, if you listen to the podcast, like, subscribe, share, give me a shout out. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you're getting from the podcast. I would love to hear from you. And listen, I'll shout you out. So reach out at The Front Seat Life on IG and Facebook, frontseatlife@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Shout out to Jazzy T of Jazzcast Pros Network, always keeping me accountable and ready and on point, making sure I am sitting behind this mic and computer doing this, making sure that you have Healthy Illness Podcast to help you on your mental health journey. Lil Jon, who we've grown up with, well, I've grown up with, the club party anthem creator, right? Like his discography is wild. And so when I found out about this album, it's actually called Total Meditation. It is a album of all meditation tracks. Lil Jon and Kabir Sehgal are working together to create this incredible opportunity for people to be exposed to mindfulness. So the album starts out with, when I say intro, like really an intro into mindfulness, an intro into how Lil Jon got here, an intro into why he created this album. The background music is so serene. I just am so excited for this journey that, I mean, he's been on 4 years. Like, this is not new to him, but being able to produce music in this way is an incredible part of his journey, I believe, outside looking in. And so, you know, he got to this place in life. He's going through some personal stuff, getting older, relationship issues, life issues, like life just lifing, right? And he really dove into this meditation practice, his meditation practice. Out of that came years of meditation and personal growth and development and this album, Total Meditation. Here's what I love about it. One, it is so anti what you think Lil Jon would produce. Whereas if you look at something like Andre 3000's album, I expect Andre 3000 to come out with some flute shit, right? Like I'm not surprised, like, at all. This, though, was so far from what I would expect from Lil Jon, like, across the board. Like, my mind couldn't even fathom what this album would be like. And so initially, I giggled. Like, I laughed for the first 3 tracks. I could not believe what I was listening to. You know, it's like my mind couldn't process that this was not a party album. Like, I guess it's a turned down party for the mind, but my mind would not let me really grasp what was happening. It's 11 tracks and they're 10 minutes long. The first track, the intro, is about 6 minutes where he talks about what you're going to experience. He also recommends that you listen to the whole thing and find the tracks that move you for you, right? You may not get something out of every track on the album. So I appreciate him putting that out there up front. He also speaks from a place of, like, this is an introduction to meditation and mindfulness. We're all at different points in our journey. And we all, I believe, have a group of people that we are especially called to work with. And this album is for folks that I think feel unseen, unheard. His, like, he does not change who he is to produce his album. I absolutely love that shit. Like, when I tell you, after I stopped laughing and really just accepted the experience and what was happening and let my mind be, let my body be, and just hear the words and work through the different meditations, it was good. It was so good. And what's missing in this meditation space is everyday people. Okay, Lil Jon's not an everyday person, but when it comes to mindfulness, right? Like, this is not his expertise. Music, yes, and all things sound, but this mindfulness science, this mindfulness way of life, right? And he presents as himself. So this spoke to me in several meaningful ways because he did not change, again, how he talks, how he speaks. Like, it's Lil Jon. I mean, it's meditation. So you know, Timber is low. He's speaking slowly, you know, but he's still Lil Jon. He uses everyday words that he uses in everyday conversation. He doesn't, you know, there's some terminology that mindfulness folks use when they talk. He incorporates some of that because it is what it is. You know, if I'm talking about mental health, right, then I'm going to use words that are common in mental health. But at the same time, I'm not speaking at a level that you don't know what I'm talking about, right? And so this album speaks to the listener in a way that the listener can relate. His examples that he uses are everyday examples. When he does a senses track, like, let's go through the senses, what you see, what you smell, what you hear, what you taste, and their real life. And that, I think, is a part of what I found so humorous, but not negative humorous. Like, it tickled me, right, that he was able to just pull from life, right? So when he talked about, what do you hear? He's like, do you hear the traffic outside, right? He wasn't pretending as though we're all in some wooded estate somewhere with silent, you know, paneled rooms where we can shut out the light and shut out the sound. Like, he's like, listen, wherever you at, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? Right. And so that to me was really impactful. The fact that he takes you on this journey and the different tracks, and again, uses, not only uses everyday words and talks in a way that just an everyday person can understand, but talks in a way I believe can be received by Black folks, can be received by folks that have been historically forgotten in spaces around health, speaks in a way that is not condescending or speaks, you know, it is in the invitation to participate. Lil Jon isn't inviting you, right? Like, you don't feel like you're in a space where you don't belong. It is so welcoming. And so I was tickled, like, just tickled that people finally have space to just learn what meditation is, to learn how the brain moves and works. He pauses to talk about how you may be feeling and interacting with a particular meditation, and the sounds accompany whatever the meditation is that he's doing at the time. And so the musical vibrations match what the meditation is about. And so one of the tracks or one of the topics that I really enjoy in life in meditation is the body scan and the mountain meditation. He covers those two. He doesn't do the mountain meditation. He does a imagine nature meditation. And again, the way he presents this walk, sometimes meditations take you on a place, not only that you've never been, but that you can't imagine, right? If it's hard to imagine a place that you've never been, but he presents the meditation in a way that allows your imagination to figure out what a place could look like. To me, that is so important because I think that's where a lot of people get lost. Like, I'm not in a place where I might like to go camping, but I've never been camping. So how do I know what that's like? Or I've never been on a walk through nature, so I don't know what that's like. The script that he created, the lyrics, right, that he created, teach you that it is okay to see whatever you see, to be wherever you are, to focus, to find. It really is an invitation to the journey. We are talking about Total Meditation, an album by Lil Jon and Kabir Segal, right here on Healthy Illness Podcast. This album is absolutely incredible. So I have a subscription to YouTube Music, and so I've saved the album on YouTube Music. It's available probably across the platforms, Pandora, Spotify, you know, all the places. And I encourage you, if you have been looking for something that reflects you know, he also fills the space and void for Black men who often don't have a voice in mental health and don't have a voice in wellness in this holistic kind of a way. And that is so integral and important to all of us being able to heal, that no one is left behind. This album fills this gap and void that is incredibly massive in a way that I think can grow to meet the needs of the people. I would love to see a part two meditation with longer tracks. So again, the tracks, each track outside of the intro welcome track is 10 minutes. The intro is 6 minutes. And then each of the following 10 tracks are 10 minutes long. That is the perfect time for someone new to meditation. That's the perfect amount of time if you only have a few minutes. You can also put a couple of them together and have a longer meditative session if you like. But I would love to have a 20-minute, 40-minute, 60-minute, you know, mindful breathing or body scan or gratitude track to be able to listen to. You can put it on repeat, you know, but for me, would love to have a album or just, you know, a couple tracks that are longer to be able to have the full meditative experience for where I am on my journey. So for what this is, an intro to meditation by, you know, someone who I feel like we would least expect to have a meditation album from. It is so incredible, so on point, so necessary. And I'm thankful that he has been led to create this place of wholeness, wellness, and healing for folks. So let me know what you think. Have you checked out the album? Again, it took me a couple tracks to settle down and settle in because I was literally in disbelief. Like, this is not, like, seriously, I was waiting for, like, the beat to drop. Like, that's what I was expecting because that's what I've always gotten from Lil Jon. But what I got was what I've always gotten from Lil Jon, and that is a good experience. This album gives you that good experience. It may not be something that you incorporate into your regular mindful practice if you already have one. Again, the tracks are shorter, but you can put them on repeat or put a couple together in a playlist. But it really is a fantastic introduction to what it can be in a non-threatening way, right? Like Lil Jon doesn't ask anything of you except to try it out. There is no penalty. You're not giving up anything but your time to be able to go on this journey and experience the space of gratitude and wonder with him. So let me know your thoughts if you are looking for, especially if you have listened to the tracks and have done the double like repeat or put a couple together. What's that? What was that like? Like, what are your top tracks that really move you? I love the whole album. To be honest, the intro was the most impactful. I mean, the meditations themselves were great, but just hearing him talk about what you're going to experience, because that's missing. You go into meditation so often, like this practice of meditation, and no one tells you what to expect. They just read the script or guide you through a meditation, but he takes the time to tell you what's happening. He takes the time to tell you what you know, like if you're feeling this, that's okay. Or when we do this, you may realize that type of thing. And that is missing from meditations, guided meditations. I really think those that lead people in meditative spaces might want to consider just spending more time in that space, explaining what's happening. I know why we don't explain, because you want people to feel the experience, but feel the experience that they have without judgment. But it takes a while to get to a place where you understand what that is. And this album, again, just provides a solid foundation for you to be able to understand what's happening. You talk about a credible messenger, you know, someone that uses the practices in their own life that has changed how they live. because of meditation and mindfulness and this holistic wellness journey, like Lil Jon is it. And he still turns up. Right? So you can still turn up. He DJs every weekend. He's not DJing playing meditation music, right? Like, you can still live this, you know, bright, loud life and practice meditation and mindfulness. So wherever you are, whoever you are, no matter what your journey is, no matter how you show up for the world or show up for yourself, you could still take time to meditate, to be reflective, to practice mindfulness. So again, encourage you to check out Total Meditation by Lil Jon and Kabir Sehgal. Whether you have a formal practice or not, whether you are interested in mindfulness, if you've never practiced mindfulness or never sat in on a meditation, but you're interested in what it could be like, try it out. Now, listen, it's Lil Jon, right? So just, if you giggle, I feel you because I was there, but just totally moved and thankful again, grateful that he is using his gifts in this way. Let me know what you think. If you've listened, let me know your feedback, what your favorite track is. Again, have you put them on repeat? Have you done your own playlist? I want to know. If you are looking for someone to talk to, a therapist, or looking for services in your area, I encourage you to, I mean, you can always Google. You can also try 211, which is a nationwide continental or the nationwide U.S. Resource that is led by the United Way. You can keyword search. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can just use what is available to be able to find targeted services in your area. And if you need someone to talk to, if you are in distress, if you are in crisis, if you are with someone or know someone who is in distress or crisis, you can dial 988. That number is open, like 911 or 211 or 311, which we have in Buffalo, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Someone is there prepared and ready to answer your questions, to talk to you through your situation, to make sure that you're covered until help arrives. 988. You are not alone. I encourage you to always reach out, develop that plan for your life when it comes to a mental health emergency or physical health emergency. Like, who do you call? Where do you go? Who's your support system? All of those bits and pieces are important to map out when things are good, so that when they're not, if they are ever not, you are prepared. So until the next time, actually, our next podcast is with a host on the JazzCast Pros Network. And if you have not checked out High Vibe Table Talk, check it out. It's another podcast on the network. My guest is Marshawn Hargrave. We are talking all things High Vibe. It's going to be good. Like, subscribe, share. Let me know where you are. Big shout out to Marshawn. And thank you for being a guest next week on Healthy Illness Podcast. Until we speak again, be the light.